Agenda item number 10, discussion and possible action on the interlocal agreement with Southern Trinity Groundwater Conservation District by Jim Forte.
We meet regularly with a group known as the McLennan County Water Resources Group. It's made up of the county judge, the mayor of Waco, city manager of Waco, and the city managers and other representatives from the various municipalities within McLennan County, plus the representatives from the Southern Trinity Groundwater Conservation District, the Farm Bureau, and a couple other folks. About a year ago, a researcher at Baylor brought a proposal to the Water Resources Group to undertake a study of the what's known as the Brazos Alluvium. And their study, and I apologize for the quality of these slides, but these were stolen from the presentation that he gave us, so that the transfer over made them a little blurry. But essentially, the Trinity, the Brazos Alluvium, I caught myself this time, Brad. I said Trinity in when we did a drive, starts just about downstream of Lake Whitney and covers the old floodplain of the Brazos River, and actually goes further down from Falls County. But this is the scope of what the Baylor researcher is going to pursue. The Trinity Brazos Alluvium Aquifer essentially is created as the river has meandered and formed oxbows. It has deposited gravel, and water then collects in those gravel lenses. And the unique thing about the Brazos Alluvium, and it's not a consistent aquifer. There are these pockets of gravel that have been formed as the river's meandered over the, I guess, thousands of years of its history. This is the researcher here, and what it is, he's taken some Baylor graduate students. There are a number of entities that use the Brazos Alluvium. Most of them are agriculture, and a lot of it is just a farmer essentially sinking a well to water his crops. And with the diversity of where these deposits exist, they can literally drill a well one spot and it be completely dry, but go 10 feet either side of where that first hole was drilled and find a sweet spot and be able to pull quite a bit of water for agriculture. The research is to determine just exactly what the extent of the Brazos Alluvium is and what its characteristics are. There's debate as to whether the Brazos Alluvium is a contributing aquifer to the flow in the river, or whether the river flows contribute back to the Brazos Alluvium. We feel that having that knowledge and supporting the work that the Baylor's doing in conjunction with Southern Trinity will give us an idea of just what the extent of water sources and water supplies are in the Brazos Alluvium, using the information in McLennan County, presumably then to extrapolate down into other areas where the Brazos Alluvium may be a potential source of water. What we've, the funding for the project, Southern Trinity has put up about $30,000 for hardware and equipment to support the project, and they presented a proposal to the McLennan County Group for another $24,000 to support the ongoing costs, paying stipends to some of the graduate students, and the costs of consumable supplies and materials and gas for the pickup trucks and that type of thing that go out on these various well sites to check the wells and that type of thing. So we thought, since it's running right along our river and right in our area, that our participation in this study would give us access to the study, the results, and also the ongoing operations. We've already been on site with the researcher and some of his staff on some of the test wells that they're using, and I've already had discussions with them. So what we're proposing is that we would fund up to half of the operating cost for the Baylor study. The reason that we're contracting with Southern Trinity as opposed to Baylor, Southern Trinity is another government, and we can enter into interlocal agreements with them fairly easily. Entering into a contract with Baylor University proved to be a little difficult, so we are contracting with Southern Trinity, and I can answer any questions that you might have.
The purpose of it is to document how far it extends from the main stem of the river.
And how much water availability there really is. I say right now, most of it is just anecdotal to some extent. A farmer drills a well, and he can produce X number of gallons per minute to water his cotton, but we don't know that they don't know the extent of drawdown and how that usage affects other components of the Brazos alluvium. It's again, it's a very unique alluvium. It's not like other aquifers that are, you know, homogenous, like the Trinity Aquifer, the Carrizo-Wilcox, that type of thing. It's got different characteristics. We thought being informed of those characteristics would help us with our water supply needs.
Just anybody else? Anecdotally, if that were to happen in Brazos County or Burleson County, I think you'd have some people concerned that we're trying to make a case for the fact that they could or could not irrigate. Is that not a problem?
Because
as far as they're concerned, it's their water. It's not river water.
And that's one of the things that we're trying to define, that this study is trying to define. Is whether this is river water that leaches back into the soil when flows are high, or there are differing opinions on that, or whether these deposits of gravel fill up when it rains and actually have artesian pressure that can flow back into the river. I'm trying to get that debate settled. We'll go miles with what you're talking about as to what the river level does to it, and what their pumping does to the river level. Just trying to get pure scientific evidence now.
How deep is it?
It's really not very deep. My understanding is, Brad, you can correct me, about not more than 100 feet deep or so.
Yeah, it's pretty shallow. In fact, your question, they already got wells drilled on a number of farms through McLennan County, and so they've got the university and the groundwater district has a real good relationship with those farmers that are using the aquifer. And so I agree with your comment about what would happen downstream, but I don't think that's as big of an issue in McLennan County. And so this is an area where we can better understand whether the river is gaining or losing so that we'll be able to deal with issues in the future potentially now.
And of course, you know, a year ago, the oil activity in Burleson and Brazos County was a lot more, it's almost non-existent right now, but a lot of those oil well drilling operations use the alluvial.
And the other thing is, with the meanders that the Brazos has had historically, the Brazos alluvium is not merely adjacent to where the river channel is right now. It may be miles over where you really don't know at the extent unless you get out there and start sampling some sites and seeing where that water exists. I'm sorry.
The study is trying to. Is it trying to tell us how much communication, if any, if there is between the water well, the groundwater well, and the river?
That's part of it, yes, sir.
Percentage-wise, if any, or 50%, or this is what this study will do.
Right. And with the flooding that we had recently, they're collecting some pretty good data right now in terms of how those cells. Those gravel cells, charged. You know, reacted to the river flow, plus the fact that you had direct rainfall on top of them. They're trying to, like I said, they're already doing some of the study now. We're funding the portion that's going to be in our fiscal 17.
What's the depth of the groundwater well say down there? Further, 400 feet?
It's less than that in the alluvium.
Okay.
Probably less than 100.
Okay.
Anybody else? I'll read your resolution.
Following resolution is presented for consideration of the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its July 25, 2016 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to enter into an interlocal agreement with the Southern Trinity Groundwater Conservation District for participation in the Baylor University study of the Brazos Alluvium, and be it further resolved that the General Manager / CEO is authorized to contribute an amount not to exceed $12,000 from the FY 2017 operating budget to support operating costs associated with the study of the Brazos Alluvium.
Heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
So moved. Second. Gene. Kilgore. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Zaganino?
Yes.
Okay.